Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. That's what's happening. It's time to get real. Hey, we all know, you know, I title my shit. And I've been thinking. I remember when Trump was running for president. And then he won. My brothers, I got 5 older brothers and 1 younger brother. And we're all, knuckleheads. And they got, they make money. I'm the only one of them that really, well, me and Gil, we really don't make the kind of money they make. But I actually am, tell you the truth, 100 racks. You know what I'm saying? I'm in that category. But what I'm saying is, you got to understand this, because I'm finna talk about something. But they used to always want to argue with me. If I was at one of their houses and I'm looking at the news and it's about President Trump, you know, all this other bullshit he's doing, you know, they would... And I would say that motherfucker going to jail. You know, they were talking about how motherfuckers like him are street fighters. And the government ain't used to dealing on that level with someone like Trump. And I told them motherfuckers 4 years ago. And I'm going to repeat it to you. No matter what, because I've been getting people, because I be commenting on, you know, championship, I get people responding, telling me how fucking stupid I am, and it's the Democrats, blah, blah, blah. But what I'm saying is this. Every motherfucker fucking with President or ex-President Trump is going to jail. And Trump is going to go crazy. Or he's going to commit suicide. I fucking put my shit out there. I could be wrong. But I believe it's because the reason I believe it is I'm from the streets. And every motherfucker on the streets know you can't beat the system. You can only play it. And as long as you're playing it, and you don't really do nothing wrong and get caught up in it, you're going to motherfucking win. I just watched this documentary on Frank Matthews. This motherfucker, black motherfucker, was bigger than the mafia himself. I never heard of the motherfucker until I watched this goddamn documentary. But what I'm saying is the things he did was he ran heroin and cocaine in 25 states. I'm talking about the biggest motherfuckers in 25 states was getting the shit from him. I'm just saying, man. People like me know you can't beat the system. Now, this motherfucker, he got caught up in the end, but he made so much money that he was able to disappear. Who knows, the police could have helped him. You know, he could have just had enough money to disappear. Who knows? But that motherfucker went to jail. Bumpy Johnson, Frank Lucas, all them other motherfuckers. Them motherfuckers went to jail because they didn't run. But they faced it, whatever the music was. This motherfucker said, fuck him. And every one of them goddamn police. Every one of them DEA agents. Every one of them FBI motherfuckers admired his motherfucking ass. They just fucking admired him. Man, what I'm saying, you know, you can be sharp, you know, like Trump think he's sharp, and he knows all he got to do is say, fuck you. But that's when you on the streets. I'm saying when the shit get to court, why do you think them motherfuckers I just mentioned went to jail? You don't really understand what a nigga like me be talking about. Money is one thing, but money ain't going to do what you might think it will do. Because once they get to court, all of that street shit is like fiddler, go out the goddamn window. You know why? Because that's the last thing they're going to do is use street savvy. Shit. If that was the case, they would have just shot you on the street. No, they're in court. They're going to do legal things to make your ass pay for whatever it is they're accusing you of. Now, most motherfuckers can't accept. Well, I've already accepted. And what I accepted when that motherfucker first won. Ran. And won. You can't accept the reason why street fighting don't work. And if you can't accept why, then you'll be more susceptible to believing what this motherfucking asshole is lying to you about. And the reason why is because you're no longer in or on the fucking street. The whole reason you was on the streets was because you didn't want to fuck with the law. Fuck them. Because you can't win, you knew that. But when you get caught up in your shit, you gonna think you can win? You're in court. And Tramp thought every motherfucker in power was as corrupt as his ass is. And since he do have some money, he just thought he could put it all off. He could just keep putting, that's why he never showed shit. He never did this, that, and that. 4 years, whatever. Who the fuck the government going to take 4 years to fucking get your shit if they want your shit? All I'm saying is he was the president, so he had a bunch of action. And what I'm saying is he thought he could keep putting this shit off. But like I told my brothers, man, once this motherfucker get out of office, now the only way he might be able to do what y'all talking about is if he get reelected. But if he don't get reelected, I'm sorry, he going to jail. Or he's going to commit suicide. So because in Trump's world, all of his opponents, his legal adversaries, at one point ran out of money. And the case got dismissed because they couldn't keep fighting. And whenever there was a decision, he lost. Nobody cares about that shit. This country ain't going to run out of money. In this motherfucking country is after Trump. The only way you know or understand what the fuck I'm talking about is if you live off or you live on the fucking streets. Or maybe you were fortunate enough or unfortunate, but I don't know, you know somebody that have dealt with the law crashing down on they papered up motherfucking ass. What I'm saying is ex-President Trump and all of his cohorts are going to jail. I'm telling you this. I'm making this prediction. I told you I talk shit. Now, what I'm saying is this. All those motherfuckers who love him, all those motherfuckers who love the derelict in their duties because of him, all of them motherfuckers that's protecting or was protecting his ass are going to flip. And they gonna tell all they fucking know. Why? Because when it's their ass on the line in court, they ain't about to go risk going to jail at this stage in their game. Are in their life. Now it's true. He who laughs, laughs best. So what I'm saying is this, fellas. The joke is going to be on all you motherfucking Trump supporters when in the end you find out you were duped by a master con man who duped a big majority of the country. I and people like me wasn't. Because I'm gamed up. And I'm sure my niggas from the block, they wasn't duped. Game, I'm talking about true game, allows you to see through muddy water and spot dry land. Then you make it to safety and can't even motherfucking swim. Not everyone endures the strongest test. And that test, the strongest test, is the test of time. Now, to those that do, the honor is mine. I salute you. Because you best believe, the mornings that I'm up early, you can bet I have something either bothering me or that's on my mind. Each day, I'm telling you, this may sound like I'm just talking shit, but I can tell I'm more tired than I was yesterday. I'm getting beat by my publishers. I'm getting not 100% of support from y'all, but I am being supported, so do not think I'm, you know, overlooking that. But I'm not really trying to complain. You know, getting half of what you need sounds horrible until you think about getting none of what you need. I'm just saying, every morning is a chance to have a good day. I mean, even if, when you wake up early, you know, for some shit. I am what I say, so that's why instead of crying, I'm wishing, well, I'm going to wish you a good rest of your damn week. Because every so often, I remind you of how dope my SWU is. You got to understand, check game. What I'm saying, dudes be hitting me and asking me shit. They be saying all kinds of complimentary things. This one cat, you know, told me that he finished all 35 of the D&D tools, and he was telling me how the down and dirty tools, mentality tools. And then he told me that last night he met a woman at a bar, of all places. And he was talking about how he was controlling the conversation so well, and she asked him to walk her to her car after, you know, they finished talking. And he said they ended up parking around the corner. And she busts grapes. Now, busts grapes. What the fuck is this nigga talking about? So I don't really know what he's talking about because this is an email. So I kept reading. And he was telling me that, you know, the mentality tools, you know, they ain't, you know, forgetting pussy. Then he say he listened to them religiously to tighten his game. Then he said the situation where LeBron just gave him the pussy like that made him want to hit me and tell me how dope the fucking tools are. Then he just, you know, said he wanted to thank me for putting him up on game. He said, so much game. Then, without my guidance, he said, he'd still be in a rut. But you got to understand why I told you what he said. It's because that motherfucker only had me and the game that I put on them motherfucking MP4s or MP3s, whatever he got, to thank. And he's well into what he's thinking game has to offer him. And, of course, he wanted me to keep kicking that door, blah, blah, blah. So, what I'm saying is the reason I, you know, read that is that you got to admit either I'm a great fucking liar or I'm dope. I mean, I don't know which one you think. Either I'm a lying motherfucker that pay people to write in or call in or whatever, or I'm dope. 815, I seen you just pop up. What's up, brother?
What's going on? I just curious. I know you off the whole Trump conversation, but I'm just curious as to you being a fellow hustler yourself, as to what you, I mean, I feel like you would have done the same thing, you know, in that position, try to finesse the system. I mean, that's what hustlers do. So I don't know, like, what's the issue?
Are you saying what's the issue with me and him?
Yeah, I was just curious. Yeah, it's just out of curiosity.
Let me tell you, man, what I'm doing, and it's doing whatever it's doing to the system, it's not affecting nobody. It's only assisting me. Now, of course, whoever finds out, let's say I'm doing something wrong, I'm going to suffer the consequences. But what I'm saying, as far as what I do not like about that motherfucker, is that he's a lying, racist bastard. And what I'm saying is, motherfuckers want to know what the issue is. Okay, motherfucker, why don't you tell him to take his ass back to his country? Because his fucking father or grandfather is not a goddamn Native American. They immigrated from whatever country. His wives all immigrated from whatever country. But what I'm saying is why immigration is so fucked up. Not because Trump believed that shit, which is why I can't stand him. He know the motherfuckers that run this country want to have whatever control over that. So instead of him being for the people or the majority of the people, he's for the few motherfuckers that have the money to support the agenda that they want, which is there is no America, man. And what I'm saying is, think about this. This motherfucker wants to become an authoritarian. He wants people to say the government is fucked up and the only person that can help us is Trump. Now, come on, man. How fucking stupid are you? Because evidently you fucking support him. So what I'm saying is, listen, brother, please, let me finish. What I'm saying is, he already told you, do not believe what you see. Do not believe what you hear. Only believe what I say and motherfuckers that support me. And do you know that is the first rule to conning? The motherfucker, you got to make sure they don't believe what they see. You got to make sure you don't believe they don't believe what they're hearing. They only believe and they only looking at what you're doing. If you ain't doing that, you ain't going to run no successful con. Now, what I'm saying is, here this motherfucker doing exactly that and nobody think he's conning. So what I'm saying, why would the motherfucker take so long? Because, you know, he won't let people see his school records. But he'll swear he was a great student and a great athlete. Come on, man. What the fuck?
Man,
I've been doing all this talk. Let me hear you defend what the fuck you talking about.
Okay. Well, just for the record, I do not support any of the politics of this country. But let me just proceed with saying, I like the way you broke it down. And from what I understand, from what you said, you're basically speaking on behalf of the people who don't have the game that you have. Because the way you broke it down, you were saying exactly what he was doing. But the average person who is a sheep, they won't be able to recognize that. And I guess it seems like you're offended that more people aren't ganged up to the point where they see the bullshit that he's talking. I guess, am I correct or am I off?
Fuck, yeah, you're correct. It's not, I'm offended by people who ain't ganged up. I'm offended by they want to use the words of the game to try to defend this motherfucker without knowing what words they're using.
Oh,
they talking about street fighting. It's street fighting is what's up. You can get a lawyer or whoever the fuck out on the street. They can't deal with no street savvy motherfucker. But you get that same motherfucker in the court, ain't no goddamn street savvy going to help him. The only
True.
Thing going to help him is his ability to manipulate what the laws of this country is about. And if you paper it up, you're going to be able to manipulate, and it's going to be like a big question what happens. Because that motherfucker, Frank Matthews, he may or may not be dead, but all of those fucking agents don't believe he is because they just thought he was too fucking intelligent.
You said he was a brother?
Yes, one black motherfucker ran 25 states of the motherfucking biggest. I ain't talking about some fucking mobbed up dudes. I'm talking about the biggest, that Italian cartel, the motherfuckers that deal with them goddamn drugs, cocaine and heroin. He missed the fucking mob because everybody else, big Frank Lucas, all them Bumpy Johnson, all, they got to get shit from the mob. This nigga was getting shit straight from the motherfuckers in my stage. And what I'm saying, when they finally did bust this nigga on the ground where he fucking was cutting shit up, they got a kilo of just dust off the ground, off the tables. Now, this motherfucker was making 100-kilo deals. 100 kilos. This motherfucker. Go ahead.
I'm not sure if you're familiar with the show. It's called Breaking Bad, but it's a guy on there named Gustavo Fring. He's a black brother, and it sounds just like this guy. Like, he was a upstanding citizen to most people, but really, low-key, he was the plug.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, brother, listen to me, man.
That's
this motherfucker had poppy fields. This motherfucker, I'm talking about in Afghanistan or wherever the fuck them fields are, this motherfucker was so fucking big that he told his friend, he brought $1 million in cash. And he said, look, man, hold this for me. And when I need it, you know, of course, I'm going to break you off and all that, man. But right now, just hold it. 12 years later, the friend said, man, when are you coming to get this money? That motherfucker said, what money? And then the dude reminded him. Man, that you bought 7 bags and it was $1 million in it. He said, oh, yeah, fuck. He said, I'll be about to pick it up. And he never came and got it.
What era was this? Like, this, it 60s, had to be back 70s, in the day, obviously.
60s and the 70s. Oh, okay. New York, Philadelphia. He was out of New York. I think they said he was out of, not Brooklyn, but close to Brooklyn, somewhere around like that. But he wasn't living there. He was from there. But he just was a monster. Look him up. Frank Matthews. They called him Frankie Matthews. This dude, I'm telling you, had one half of the United States drug dealers, I mean major suppliers, buying from him. Have you ever heard of this nigga?
And that's the question I was just about to ask you. You think the reason we haven't heard of him was because they don't want to promote a successful black man who
no,
kind of beat the system?
No. The reason we never heard of him was that he knew how to be off the radar because of the money he had. He didn't give a fuck about what somebody's saying. Man, if you buy some real estate, they're going to be up on you. Well, they're going to be up on me, but I'm going to be able to show them how I got the money. That's how he thinks. He don't give a fuck. And that's what they, that's what the, listen, man. Frankie Matthews, you got to watch this. That's what every single DEA, FBI, every agent authority liked about him. He did not give a fuck about what we knew or what we could do because he was so hooked in with that Italian connection. You got to understand, the Italian connection with that shit is what the mafia hooked up with.
Right.
And this nigga was hooked up with him cooler than the mafia. He was getting better. That's why they hated him. They wanted to kill him. He was getting better deals than they were. Come on, man.
That's a sound like a legend. I gotta definitely look it up.
Hey, I'm saying this woman I'm fucking with actually put me up on it, surfing, and I watched it, totally unexpecting what I got from it, man. A whole bunch of shit that I never knew. I always knew that the DEA know a motherfucker that's making $20 million a week is good for at least $6 million for them off the table. And I'm saying, these motherfuckers are saying, this is how this fool was rolling. He would have four or $5 million in his back pocket.
it's just odd, though, that for someone to be so big that, like, no one has heard of this guy. That's the only odd thing. Even
stop. Listen, let me ask you this. That motherfucker Jeffrey Epstein, you know he was a billionaire with sex trafficking, fucking with every motherfucking major politician and criminal around. You ever hear of that motherfucker?
No.
Before you did?
Right, I feel you.
I'm saying, man, when you got some money, you don't know what you can do until you have that money. Them motherfuckers, they say that motherfucker went and got his face altered and blah, 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 and living in Africa. But that could be some bullshit he put out there. And that's what all agents know, that he had that much money, man. When he left, they said he left with $20 million. This was like in the 70s, which today would be over $100 million. And it is like they said the ratio you use to find out what it would be today is 6 to 1. $20 million, 6 to 1 would be 120. Come on, man.
Oh. Okay, that's interesting.
Hey, bro, this is why my shows are interesting, because I'm not stuck on some bullshit I think. I'm going to see what's happening. And what I realized today is this motherfucker was, he was damn near big as Pablo Escobar. And people don't know it. We heard of Pablo Escobar several times, blah, blah, blah. But this nigga was that big too. And
so the whole American gangster, he put him to shame, huh? Frank Lucas.
Hey, Frank Lucas was copping from him.
Damn.
I'm telling you, man, Bumpy Johnson, all them big, them ladies that was in New York, there was big time, Madam, whatever. I don't remember their names. All them motherfuckers was getting supplied by him. And the way they got up on this motherfucker was that he was living a low-key life in a well-to-do neighborhood, and his next-door neighbor was the police. And police had a parking stall. And every time he came home, somebody was in his parking stall. And it was always a kind of a luxury car with an out-of-state license plate. So that just made him suspicious. He started watching. Then he noticed that they all went to this nigga's apartment. Then they started watching this nigga. Then the FBI got involved because of whatever. And then they tapped his phone. And that's when they found out who the fuck they was fucking with. This dude was so major. He was, I'm talking about where they make the poppies and shit. He was in that.
Right.
He was that far up there, man. And we never heard about him.
But check this out. Just by what you said, that they said, like, see, that's the funny thing about these documentaries and American Greed and all these shows like that. They tell you everything an individual does wrong as if they're kind of like promoting, like, hey, you know, if you don't do this, you'll be successful, which is, it's just funny, but, you know, it is what it is.
No, that's not what they're promoting. You know what they're promoting? No matter how sharp you are, no matter how long it takes, we're going to get your ass. And when we get you, we taking all your shit. And if you happen to get away with some money, you're going to be hiding for the rest of your motherfucking life. So what I'm saying is this. If you want to do like that, you want to live like that, come on, fuck with us. That's what they telling you. Because
okay,
that's what the fuck happens. Hey, man, this is some good shit. I like this whole conversation. Thanks, brother. You too. Hey, you guys. Ain't you motherfuckers sick of hearing how we got the best democracy in the world? And shit like we just got through talking about, every one of us know what's going on. We don't know what street, what corner, what block it's on. But we know them politicians are doing this shit. I know I'm tired of hearing how these motherfuckers going to close 7 of 9 precincts in Sparks County, Georgia, for the safety of whatever the fuck. What I'm saying is, it doesn't matter that all these precincts or whatever the fuck is around people of color. What I'm saying is, think about this, man. They want you to believe in this shit. Your great uncle or whoever probably got his neck twisted by the po-po, you know, arguing for civil rights. I was in some sit-ins. And now they're making laws to say it's not legal? What is it about? What I'm saying is the dilemma they're talking about is made up. And everyone knows it's made up. So how could a country allow something that they know is based on bullshit to challenge it? That's where I would be a dictator. Man, you motherfuckers say that shit again. Every one of you going to fucking jail. I would say that. Because it's a goddamn lie. All that bullshit they lying about COVID and all that shit. Say the shit again, motherfucker. That's me, street shit. Street shit. I'm telling you, man. Time don't stop. And I ain't either. And if you want to stop, good. We need you out the way. What I'm saying is this, man, they done made up this dilemma, but of course, it's going to take, we have to wait until after the fucking next elections, I would imagine, to see anything, whether or not what we think is right is what's being promoted, or is what these motherfuckers who are in power with money going to take over. So, I don't think that's democracy. But if it is, it is. Because I'm living it. I'm here. I'm living it till I die. And whoever the fuck and however the fuck it goes, I'm going to live it and figure out how I can make some money. You know, we witnessed the president doing everything in his power, legal or not, to thwart his ass from being found out. And we had a president who voices his opinion of legal matters, of trials that's ongoing. He can't interfere, or he couldn't interfere with the investigation. Well, actually, he can't interfere with the investigation that's going on about his ass now. He can't pardon motherfuckers who would tell on his goddamn ass. This same president have a fucking wife whose goal was to stop cyberbullying. And his motherfucking ass was the biggest bully in America. He was the biggest cyber bully in America. All his bullying was done on the internet. He never said this shit to people. Just on the internet. So democracy means as long as you can manipulate the law and get some people to agree with what you're doing, and your wife, you can do what the fuck you want to do. That's democracy. That is American democracy. Now, can someone, I'm on to another subject, sort of the same, but can someone just explain to me how the highest officials in the Catholic Church continue to allow priests to fuck children? How can they do that? Now, when these high officials hear about it, they move that child molesting priest to another area that don't know anything about him, and they set him free on some more children. I know. I'm just saying, man. How can they do that? Hey, man, it's okay you fuck that little boy in his ass, but you gotta be, you know, you can't be doing that kind of shit. Is that what they do? How do you admonish that motherfucker? Okay, look, I'm going to send you where don't nobody know shit about you, and you're going to get to deal with them kids that's there. But don't do it to them. If the top Catholic pope or whoever is the top can't denounce this type of activity, fucking kids in the ass, who will? If they can't, who the fuck will? How can people be so blind that they'll allow their children to be raped? And when they hear about it, they're like flabbergasted. I can't believe he did this. Okay. I mean, these men who's supposed to be representing God's word they get to listen to confessions. And when they get through, some of the confessions are, you know, racy. And when they get through, they have one-on-ones with kids and fuck them in the ass. Or make them fuck so that they can watch them while they jack off. Priests have done that shit. I ain't making that up. Why do they take vows of celibacy when the top pope knows that his fucking underlings dick get hard from time to time and they rape kids? Seems to me they would take that celibacy shit out. And tell that motherfucking man, I mean, as long as you're discreet, you can fuck a bitch, you can fuck a dude, you can do whatever, you know, to get your motherfucking nuts off, but you can't rape kids no more. That's a good fucking law to me to put in there. What good is that vow? I take the vow of celibacy. Celibacy doesn't mean you ain't fucking, you know, unless both of you agree to do it. Now, if the bitch say, okay, you can fuck me. That don't mean, you know, you being celibate. And if the bitch say, no, you can't fuck me, and you rape her, that don't mean you being celibate. And if you trick some kid into believing whatever the fuck you saying, that's not being celibate either. So how can they condone it? I think if priests were allowed to fuck, they'd get a chance to get that nut, and they might leave kids alone. They can't be, I just can't believe, part of becoming a priest is having the perversion of wanting to fuck kids. I can't believe that. Which one is better, changing that goddamn vow or raping kids? Fucking seemed like a no-brainer to me, but obviously it's not. Man, I remember when Tay and I was in a game. Hey, listen, follow this motherfucking story I've been trying to tell you, because it ain't just clear. But I remember, you know, we was in a game. We had a horn. And this horn, we put versions of it at every live spot in town. It was around 12 horns in all. And just about every time somebody had some shit to say about either one of us, since we was at one of them spots, they had to toot our horn. If they didn't toot it, no one would hear them. Man, me and this nigga, we blowing cane, drinking all kind of shit. And we came up with that idea to have these horns placed. And when Tate said, those motherfuckers are always talking shit about us, man. We need to capitalize on that shit. That's when we start thinking of what to do. And we thought to put these horns at all the goddamn fly spots that we frequented. If anybody with our names in their mouth would be tooting our goddamn horn. Now, motherfuckers would be so into talking shit about us that they didn't realize that they, at this point, was our major advertisement. Because there was just many, many bitches we both called. Because some motherfucker had our names in their motherfucking mouth. Man, ain't that some shit? Oh, that's right. You motherfuckers don't know what that story was about. Listen two or three, four times, maybe you'll get the point. Because motherfuckers who's to know about, supposed to know about, you know, tooting some other motherfucker's horn. Well, never mind. What can I say? If you tooted, you tooted. If you didn't, you didn't. But me and that nigga Tay, we were so fly, you know, we had to have haters. We expected to have haters. If a motherfucker didn't hate on me and this nigga, we was damn near insulted. Motherfucker, what the fuck is wrong with these motherfuckers? What? They don't even hate on us no more. Shit! Man, what I'm saying is when fools go home talking about you, man, what can you do but be on whoever's listening to mine? And if you pimping and you talking to hoes about some other pimp, even if the bitch don't like the nigga, she gonna start seeing him ride down the street. And she gonna start watching his moves, not cause she like him, but the nigga keep talking about him. What's up with him? Man. Long as it takes, as long as them motherfuckers have my names in their mouth, we cook. Because the nigga say, bud, do you talk about another motherfucker in your house? Me and that nigga knew I didn't do that shit. Those motherfuckers are punks that do that shit. And they're advertising our motherfucking game on the track without us even having to be there. So think about this shit when I ask you this question. Who's pimping? Who's doing the damping? Got niggas out advertising for me? In they house? That is real game. That's real game that OGs lace each other with, or one lace another when he's in his early 20s. Now, I'm getting ready for whatever, and good fortune is at my door. I know it is. I'm really blessed to be able to do what I do. And to actually like doing it. Well, I take that back. To actually love doing it. And, you know, I have to be thankful for this shit. And it's very important that we understand being thankful and giving respect to where shit is, you know, due is a major part of our lives. And a lot of us don't really receive the blessings due to us because we're not thankful for the little things that go on. I mean, we just take shit for granted. Like waking up. I mean, shit. Like motherfucking having food. I'm just saying, man, I try to always realize where I can appreciate where I am in my life. Because it's the little successes, it's the little things that you can do freely that really make up who you are and why you are like you are. And you just have to understand that something like buying gas for your car is big because a lot of people can't drive their cars because they can't afford gas. They can't afford insurance. There's things preventing them from doing what's necessary, basic necessity. You got to be appreciative if you're able to do that stuff. It's those little things that we take for granted that's actually responsible for our successes. Just be thankful that you can list several things you don't normally think about, and you're actually able to realize you could do it. Some shit you ain't, you know, really, I don't know for you. I mean, to me, I was in the park. Not in the park. I was just, I guess, walking around. 216, goddammit, I see you, baby. What's up?
Hey, what's up? This is Harpin. Hey, I just got here, and I don't know if you addressed it already, but your number not showing.
My what?
The phone number on your thing, it's not showing, so maybe people can't call in.
Man, you know what, bro? Thanks. I did
this. Yes, sir.
But I got it there now, man. Thank you, brother. This is cool. Hey. Well, you know those little things, man. They're actually big things. You know, the littlest thing is actually the biggest thing. And once you realize that shit, you know, you'll see that even though bro told me something that was very important, You know, I ain't getting a fuck. I'm rolling because, you know, that's what I do. 347, what's up with you, bro?
Hello?
347, what's up? Come on, I can hear you. Yeah.
Hold on, sorry, Rosebud. My fault. I was shocked that you answered my call, man.
Hello?
Yes, what's up?
Yeah, my fault. I listen to your show all the time, brother, and I respect you. Colin, I'm not even going to lie to you, man. I'm a 33-year-old man almost, and I understand that. I think I'm intimidated by women, especially women that's made women, you know, educated. And I just want to know, what can I do as a 33-year-old to get over that fear and just get on my shit, man?
Bro, sign up for SWU. I know.
I followed you for years. I followed you for years,
bro,
but I'm not even new to this. I'm sorry. My fault. Yes. Talk.
It has nothing to do with SWU following me for years. You know, you can hear years worth of crumbs, and you won't even have a slice or a fork full of cake. So I'm saying, crumbs ain't going to do you no good following me for years. It's going to take you 40 years to follow me to get this shit I'm talking about. Well, you got that much time?
Definitely not. I don't even know if I'm promised tomorrow, bro.
So my point to you is, if you can stand it, get in SWU, because I can't tell you how to do shit that people pay me to learn.
Respect.
Would that be fair?
That's definitely fair. Like, I know the process. I know the process.
That's not fair for me to tell you shit that they pay for. That's not fair. Anyway, bro, get at me, man.
Yes, sir.
346, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Bud, man? How you doing, bro?
I'm good, brother. How about you?
Man, I'm chilling. Hey, earlier you was talking about, you know, how the Catholic priests, they be fucking kids and shit. And I was thinking about that same shit a few months ago. And what it reminds me of is, like, you know, how these cops, they can kill niggas and then they can, you know, get restationed in a different precinct or a different police department in a different city, different state. Like, ain't shit happen. And I just came to the conclusion, like, you know, white people, they don't give a fuck about killing niggas and raping people. That's what they've been doing. So it's not really a crime to them. That's what I think about it.
Hey, from when they came over here from England or wherever the fuck they came to start their new country or whatever the fuck, they start killing up Indians, fucking up. They from the very beginning they come over here, that's what they do.
So what makes you think they're going to stop now?
They ain't stopping. That's what you're saying, and that's what I'm saying. I agree.
Yeah.
It's history. You can't pass it up, bro. That's some good shit, man.
And on top of that shit, too, you know how they like to say with the police, we got to, you know, implement new training. Well, you can't train that shit because that's in their bloodline. You can't train that out of somebody.
Well, I mean, it would take a hell of a long time. That during that time, all the motherfuckers have to be agreeing that they're trying to get it out of us. But then, at one point, if that's the case, you could train a lot of them. But that's not going to ever be the consensus that they want to get it trained out of them. Motherfuckers, I'm telling you, the average police was picked on or bullied in high school. And when they pull somebody over, let's say they pull you over. And you say, man, Dan, what you pull me over for? He flashed because you sounded like Philip Williams that when he was in school, used to just slap him in the head and all kind of shit. So right now, you got him tripping. And you don't even know it.
Yeah.
And then he's going to shut up and get out the fucking car. Because that's what he wanted to do to Philip Williams.
Yeah.
And then you say, man, I ain't got to get out the car because Philip Williams wouldn't have got out the car, motherfucker. And he goes, hey, bro, it sounds crazy, but that is what be going on.
You damn
this
right.
This motherfucker splashed. Hey. What? Go ahead.
So, Bud, right, you know, I'm 32. You an OG. You know what I'm saying? And just, you know, I want to get to where you're at right now. Do you think, well, as a black man, I'm black. I don't know if you knew or not, but what the fuck?
No, I didn't know that, man. I thought you was an Eskimo.
What the fuck we supposed to do if this is who we fighting against?
Not give a fuck because we've been fighting against them. Why? Since you're thinking about it, it's a big deal. Shit, when you wasn't thinking about it and you was fighting against them, it wasn't no goddamn big deal, so it ain't no motherfucking big deal now. That's why you got to think about what you're thinking and do what the fuck you want to do so that what you're thinking and what you want to do is progressive for you. You ain't trying to think for the whole race of people. You ain't trying to think for no country. You ain't trying to think for no motherfucker but whoever got your last name based on your genes.
For sure.
That's where I'm coming from.
Hey, Bud. Hey, man, I've been listening to your videos for a while, and you know what I'm saying? I've been wanting to call you one time, man, and just let you know, man, you a motherfucking legend. Like I'm not just saying this shit to make you feel good, but what I'm saying is, Would you speak not just to men, but especially to black men that don't have that, you know what I'm saying, role model, or just somebody that just to be real with and kick it on the level that you're kicking it on, you a motherfucking legend, man, and we all going to die someday. But I just want to let you know, man, that, you know, I can only speak for me. You will always be in my heart, like seriously, and that's love.
Hey, man, listen to me. I'm very, you know, I don't give a fuck, but I'm emotional, man. That shit moved me, man. You know, I'm really serious, man, because that's what I want to do. That's my fucking goal. I want
Bud, you doing it. Bud, you doing it.
Well, okay.
I think I'm doing it,
but it's good to hear reinforcement. You know, I wouldn't be doing this shit every day if I didn't think I was doing it. I really think I'm doing it, but to hear you, you know, say the things and refer to the things that, you know, been, you know, helpful to you, it just, you know, make me, you know, not emotional to, in tears, but it make me emotional, just proud, you know, because that's
But it's like you always say, man, you know, when you chase that ghost and you finally capture him, you just got to keep chasing him. And, you know, every day, I don't know if you do it every day, you know, capture that ghost and try to chase that motherfucker down again. You know, man, just keep doing
what
you're doing.
Think about it, man. You got that from what I be saying. I got to do it. When I capture the ghost, I might party for like 4 or 5 minutes because I know it's another ghost. It's another ghost.
That's why
ghost,
I say you do it every day.
Hey, I'm after that motherfucker, man, and that's what I want everybody to, like, at least get. You can't be, you know, wanting it. You got to go get it. Fuck a want.
Hey.
You can want it for 10 years, but if you go get it, you'll have to get it in a few days.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. Thanks, bro. That
Keep
was
doing
a
your thing.
Man.
For sure.
You know what? So listen, I was going to tell you, I was in the park. You know, even though it's hot as fuck, I just can't sit at the house. The air conditioners be blowing, the fans be blowing, I just can't do it. So I was strolling around the perimeter of the park. Hey, 346, are you new or was I just talking to you? No, I was just talking to you. Never mind. I was strolling around the perimeter. And this woman jogged past me. I don't know. I guess that's her route to run. About a, you know, a quarter mile, not far, but a little bit up the road, she stopped. And, you know, she's still on the park grounds and shit. Then when she stopped, she started stretching. You know, I don't know what she's doing, but the closer I got to her, the more I noticed I was just waiting for her to take off jogging again. But she didn't. And I stopped, you know, where she was. She was stretching and shit, and I asked, I don't mean to be nosy, but how can you exert so much energy jogging as hot as it is? She smiled and answered. She stretched. She didn't ever stop stretching. It's not all that bad. You know, once you get used to the heat, it's a piece of cake. And as she spoke, like I'm saying, she continued to stretch. And I could see that, you know, she had a little age on her. So I commented, it must be a funny thing to you that you still have your figure and the energy of, you know, that 21-year-old stallion you once were, isn't it? And she smiled. And I continued, you are terribly attractive. And I told her my name is Rosewood. Yours? She said, my name is Cynthia. Are you hitting on me? I cracked up because, you know, I'm hitting on them. She said, are you hitting on me? She kind of threw me with that question. But I said, I can see there's something about me you like. And I'm sure you can see there's something about you I like. So, yes, I guess I am hitting on you. I gave her that rosebud smile. And she asked me, how could I tell if she liked me? Now, I know she's giving me action. And I'm thinking about, did she stop on purpose? I'm thinking all this shit, but I had to say something really slick. And after I say it, I'm going to hand the bitch my card. I'm thinking this. So I repeated what she said. She said, how can I tell you like me? You know, that's what she said. How can you tell you like me? I said, how can I tell you like me? Cynthia. I notice that your nostrils are flaring. And as you speak to me, your eyes are wider and your breaths are shorter. Now, I know you're exercising. It could be due to all that, but I don't think so. The more we interact, you keep fluffing your hair, even though you know you're running and you're sweating. Even though you're out exercising, you will make sure you look appropriately well. Do you feel your upper lip quivering? And is it your workout? Or is it me? Is it me that have you with those little beads of sweat on your forehead? I've been speaking with you for only a few moments, and I can see tension in you because you bit your lower lip a few times. Come on, Cynthia, admit it. Tell the truth. You can't take your eyes off me. And I'm sure you've noticed how I read your mind. But you don't realize that I'm also planting thoughts in your head. Right now, as we speak. Cynthia, need I go on? Well, the bitch asked me, but how can I tell that I like her? Okay. No. You know, that's why I don't tell you motherfuckers what to say. You know, that it sounded sharp to you. But I chopped that bitch up. Chopped her up, filleted her motherfucking ass, and laid her on the grill. And she knew it. Because when I finished, I posed. She didn't say anything but like a full minute. Seemed like more than that, but I would say it was a full minute. Then that bitch said, damn, if that's how you hit on women, I could just imagine how sex is with you. Thorough. I bet it's fucking thorough. As I handed that bitch my card, I said, God, you know, someday, you know, maybe we could find out. And when I reached, when I reached this bitch by the car, she grabbed it and said, you better not be married. Because bitches think motherfuckers are suave and, you know, got their shit together are taken. Just like dudes think women like that are taken. When you're young and fly, one of the best parts of the game, as I remember it, was being able to throw a dart at the map and then fly enough to travel to the city that it lands on. And one of the other things that was just as fly was to get a bro that's trying to play hard to really be interested in you and don't give her that play. Because I didn't get it, bitch, that play. I just let her know she had it. You got action, bitch. Let's see what she was doing. She didn't call me because that was this morning. Bitch ain't called me yet. Me and my nigga, you know, we throw that dart wherever it land. Me and that nigga would travel. We'd hit the road. We'd go in there. Wherever that motherfucker landed, we go in there. When we get there, and when we got there, it never failed. There was motherfuckers there. They wanted to kick him up because we tell this nigga, that nigga, somebody just told somebody in this city, them niggas headed your way, And no matter which direction that we traveled in, pimping or our pimping preceded us. And the pimps there welcomed us with open arms. I'm telling you, the first night in the town, we didn't even go to the after hours because we came to town with some blow and some weed. We ain't got to go to no motherfucking after hours. We stayed on the track till there wasn't man bitch on that motherfucker. And then, let's say, we've been there a couple of days and did all our cane and weed, and we got to go to the after hours. Listen, you know, we've been on the track for 3 days straight. And what I'm saying, we go to after hours, you know, after shot of cognac, you know, and the joint of weed or whatever. You know, we motherfucking go ahead and check our traps. And then we go back to the after hours. The after hours is where everything is established. It's just, if you're a night nigga, you got to be at the after hours to be respected. So the next day, you know, after we, you know, get out and, you know, meet up with a few pimps that we made the nights that we met the nights before. You know, we learn the town, courtesy of pimps that know the town. Tell us where to go. Tell us about the different clothes joints, whatever, eating joints, whatever. It tells us about all that shit. Why? Because we was reputable motherfuckers. Our fucking reputation preceded us. The shit was so live, it was fucking unreal. The police, the squares, the hoes, the other pimps in the town, all them motherfuckers could see there was a different kind of pimp in town. Nigga Rolls Royce, the other nigga, Auburn, come on, man. There was pimps with different, a different kind of confidence in town. And it stood out. Those motherfucking niggas looked like, you know, they knew game backwards and forwards. But they respected game much more. But they knew it was some fucking Hollywood timid in their town. And they knew they better motherfucking step it up. We ain't said shit. We just rolling in. That's just how fly we was. That's why I love my nigga, man. I got part of my rep just by being this nigga's partner. Don't you want to get some of the motherfucking confidence that we real ones speak of? I mean, you know, you can fucking have a story, you know, about whatever the fuck. And if somebody believe it or whatever, that's good. But if you and whoever believe it is the only ones that know of it, what good is it doing you? The shit that I talk about is going to make you stand out among men. Let me ask you a question. Can you be an athlete without playing sports? Better yet, have you ever heard of a baseball player who never played baseball but could easily do exactly as far as spouting the rules as the game says you're supposed to play it? This motherfucker know the rules backwards and forwards. This motherfucker ain't never played baseball. What I'm saying is, do you think that motherfucker could play baseball? See, that's what's so odd about today's motherfuckers. The majority of them swear they real and don't care one iota about what real motherfuckers do. You gotta remember, it's your absolute right to not read or listen to what I say. Just like I reserve the right to say what the fuck I wanna say. Long as I ain't lying, I know the truth hurts. I just know the truth hurt, period. And if you guys ever want to grow into the shoes of a motherfucker that can stand the truth, you got to build your character. You got to build your character up to the point that you're able to stand ridicule. You're able to stand somebody doubting you, your integrity. You have to be able to think of things immediately, instantly, like nanosecond. And you just have to believe in you. Because that's what Rosebud did. Rosebud believed in him. I believe there's other motherfuckers that believe in themselves. But you ain't gonna get me to believe in them as far as believing in them more than me. I think I am the best that ever did whatever. I'm the best that ever walked. I'm serious. I am the best motherfucker in human history that ever walked. I walk so perfect, it makes me better than everyone else that ever walked. And we know throughout history, once another, you know, thousands and thousands of years, the only motherfuckers that didn't walk was the motherfuckers that for some reason or another were crippled. But every other motherfucker walked. And of those motherfuckers, I'm the best. So you guys gotta, you know, what really cracks me up about you motherfuckers? You wouldn't even say no shit like that, let alone believe it. You know, I got my nigga, well, I hope this nigga don't mind me saying this. I got my nigga Steve the Dean. You know, he already had a mansion. And he said, well, I want to stretch out. So he threw the mansion away and then bought another mansion. But instead of just buying another mansion, this nigga bought acres of land. I don't know, 400,000 or 500,000 acres. Might not have been that many. But it was an impressive amount. I just said, man, I fuck with niggas like that. I fuck with motherfuckers that ain't scared to be whatever they think they're supposed to be. And you need to understand, fucking with me, and let's say I'm representing that, it should rub off on you. Because even though that little motherfucking goddamn Steve the Dean is younger than me by several years, shit, I'm trying to do what the fuck he did. I'm fucking with a motherfucker doing more than me, and I ain't scared to admit it. How I'm gonna do it if I don't admit the motherfucker doing something I ain't doing? Man, you guys are weak. And you don't want to grow. Sidewalk University, listen, forces you to accept what you say has value. What you think has value. If you can't find it, then listen to what I say, which has value. And listen to what I think, which has value. It's going to do you no fucking good. What I give you is confidence. Is, you know, the most extraordinary thing that confidence can and will do for you? It makes you accept who the fuck you are. Other than the real you. Because I know I got gut. But my new woman, thin as a motherfucker. Hey, she's like 6 feet, 1 2. Woohoo. Yeah. Thin as a motherfucker, fine. I got gut. I ain't straight. If it's a problem, baby, let me know. Hey, 513, what's going on? Hello? Yes, what's happening?
I got to pause because it's echoing.
Bro, turn your goddamn, whatever you listening on, turn it down. Whatever you listening on, turn it down.
Turn your goddamn, whatever you listening on, turn it down.
Okay, bro, what's up?
I just wanted to know if you ever met Bishop Don Juan, Magic Don Juan.
Yes, I met him several times. I know him. Why?
That's all I was asking.
But why are you asking? Bro,
because
listen,
that's one of my heroes.
Stop. Listen to me.
Yes, because that's why
bro,
I was asking.
Okay, go ahead. What you got to say?
Listen to me.
What do you have to say, bro?
Thank you for what you're doing for the community, man.
Okay, but bro, you asked me, do I know Don Juan? Why did you ask that?
Okay, but bro, you asked me, do I know Don Juan? Why did you ask that?
All right.
Because...
Bro, you gonna say something?
Because he won the biggest pit for history. What the fuck?
Don Juan. he made me one of the best known. Both known, I will say that, but he is no way. Anywhere near the biggest pimp. But if that's what you think, I ain't gonna say you're wrong. I'm just letting you know, I think you know where the biggest. But he is somebody I respect because he certainly made his mark and he certainly made people accept him for whatever he represented as far as he thinks. You know, what people don't know about Don Juan is, do you know what Don Juan is or who he is? Not the pimp nigga, the name, Don Juan. Do you know who that is?
No, sir.
So what I'm saying is a pimp nigga, a real pimp nigga, they go all the way. They don't be bullshitting. That nigga chose Don Juan. For whatever reason, I'm not saying he's right or wrong. All I'm saying, he chose Don Juan, and he knew Don Juan was a Mexican motherfucking playboy or whatever that he admired for whatever reason. And in order for him to be Don Juan, he had to motherfucking create that image. That's why all of his early pictures got him in them big old sombreros with them little short coats and shit, Mexican shit like bullfighters. And nobody's right. saying that's good or bad. I'm saying that's why I respect him. Because he went all the way with who the fuck he thought he is or was. And it was whoever Don Juan was to him. Now, once he started really pimping and getting recognition, he starts, you know, cutting that Mexican shit out as far as Don Juan. That's why he became Magic Juan.
Wow.
Magic Juan is the pimping Juan. But he still, you know, had that habit of the green and the gold and sort of the Mexican shit.
Yeah, right. Not, the green and the gold and the money is for the old.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is everything he did was in representation of who he thought he was. And everybody that sees what he did don't see none of what he was doing because they ain't up on game. Tell me that what I just explained to you didn't open or show you a lot of shit about that nigga.
What you just said just blew my mind, school. Seriously, because that's why I called you at the end of the day, because me growing up myself, I seen Don Juan and them pimps out there, and just I'm 39 years old, so you know I done seen pimps coming up, different people, you know what I mean. But Don Juan stood out, and
yeah,
I called in because
stop, listen to me. And I do not mean any offense against Don Juan. But what I'm getting ready to say is going to sound very offensive. See,
Don Juan,
listen to me, man. You ain't said shit. I'm going to say it. What I'm saying is white people see Pippin as a clown. He's a clown, motherfucker. He's a cartoon. And
hell
no.
I said hell no on that.
Bro, listen to me.
I said hell no.
Can you be quiet, man, and don't interrupt me again? And when I'm finished,
Yes, sir. I'm shutting the fuck up.
All right, because what I'm saying is listen to this. White people want to see anything progressive that niggas do, something wrong with it. So here Don Juan is representing pimping. I'm saying you Starsky and Hutch, the pimp nigga had big shoes, the fish in his heels, you know, just stupid, outrageous shit. What I'm saying is this, just listen to me, bro. When the pimping first started, after slavery, you know, the nigga that was getting these few dollars, they only had whatever slaves wore. What I'm saying is they had to look at what people wore in the they don't wear the Levi's and fucking on a white shirt. But these niggas is from Africa. Very colorful. What I'm saying is when they actually start getting some money, they go and they would buy material and make a suit that was red or whatever color. Now, in this city, there is nothing but Levi's in there or some kind of black jeans. And now here this right. motherfucker walking down the street with a red suit. The only motherfuckers that come to town with colors is the circus. The clowns and the fucking holes. Can you imagine that right there, bro?
Yeah.
Can?
Yes, sir, I can.
Okay, listen. Now, you can imagine. The only motherfuckers that come to town with colors are the clowns and the hoes. So they see this nigga walking down the street with his red suit. Because, you know, slavery is over. This nigga can do what he wants to. But what I'm saying is he walking down the street and he's looking in the glass of the windows that he passed because he can see his reflection and he, you know, kind of making sure his hair looks good, making sure his tie straight. And the white people say, why is that motherfucker walking down the street looking like a clown staring at himself in the window? That's where you get the clown aspect of how white people see pimps.
Oh, now, seriously? Wow.
Listen. Can you listen? What I'm saying now, go back to Don Juan. A pimp nigga will see what I see in him. But the average person would see, what the fuck did he have that big old fucking hat on? What he got all that shit on his glasses for? Man, that motherfucker looked like a cartoon. That's why they promoted him so much. Because that's what they want people to think of pimps. But I don't think that of that nigga. I think what I told you. He represented being Don Juan the way a real nigga would. But the average motherfucker is going to see the cartoon shit. What you think, bro?
No, I'm glad you said that, man. I'm glad that. That's why I called in. Because I was like, damn, he got to have met Don Juan before. You know what I'm saying? And that's
man,
the
Don Juan used to have, let's say he got six bitches. Two of them is dressed in some fucking leopard skin shit. Two of them is dressed in some whatever colored blue shit. Two of them is dressed in whatever. That motherfucker had twins. They wasn't real twins, but they would. He would dress them as twins. And what I'm saying is, he did some real pimping.
Right. I heard he had about 80 kids. He got like 80 kids or something like that.
I don't know how many kids he got. He got a gang of them.
Right.
And people would say, having all them hoes, you know, doing all this fucking, you're going to have kids. But I had a lot of hoes. I only got, unless they, I don't know about them, I only got two kids. My shit was the way I orchestrated my shit. But I'm not saying it was better than Don Juan shit. I'm just saying that's the pimping. There's so many different ways a motherfucker going to do something. You got to understand who's who by looking at what's done. Don Juan made a name and a persona that deserved respect, and I respect it.
Now, pimps recognize pimps. That's all I was calling in for. And I respect, you know what,
hey,
I respect your show.
Hey, bro, you calling in with that saying, and that saying is true, but you don't even know what it means.
I know what it means, school. Come on now, you know.
What do it mean?
It means pimping is in you. It's in me.
No,
pimping
it
is in me. I got
no, it no. You said pimps recognize pimps or pimping. Now, that's what I'm asking you. What do that mean? And you're going to say it's in you and it's in me and whoop whoop. That's what it means?
Honestly, I don't know what even pimping. I don't know. Is it in a dictionary? Is pimping... Is the word pimp in the dictionary?
Hey, listen, stop. What I'm saying is now, right now, you're being real. Because you don't know. There ain't no sense in you trying to use a word based on some bullshit you know about it to talk to a nigga that is an authority on it. So what I'm saying is,
damn it.
You motherfuckers ain't pimps. Real pimps recognize pimping. Otherwise, he's going to recognize you ain't trying to defend shit. He's going to recognize you handling whatever the fuck you need to do without no goddamn assistance. You know, and when you open your mouth, everything you say properly represents who you are as far as how you look. and where you coming from is totally in line with what you represent, which is pimping. And when I'm saying a pimp nigga like me, I see some shit like that, you ain't got to say shit to me. I'm already up on you. What's up, baby? You know we kicking it. Getting recognized today. And then the nigga gonna say, yeah, man, I just got in from St. Louis, man, but I heard, you know, this is what the nigga bring his hoes up here. You know, he don't know who I am yet.
That's why I called in. Oh, my God.
Hey, I'm saying, man, nigga, you know, you say, man, I'm Rosebud, man. This is my motherfucking town, man. If you a real nigga, blah, blah, blah. Well, I'm saying, Rosebud, nigga, I heard of you. Well, now I didn't met somebody. That's how the game go. And that's how come
game recognize
the world when it comes to the game. When you kick it with a nigga, that nigga from St. Louis, he gonna say, man, when you go home, man, I was, you know, welcome with open arms. This nigga Rosebud, woo, 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 man, this shit, that, you know, he gonna say whatever he thought. And there's my reputation in St. Louis, like I'm right there. And then 3, 4, 5, 7, 8 months later, I'm going to New York and I drive through St. Louis. All the niggas heard of me already. They know I'm coming. That's game. Wow. That's how it goes. That's why the streets ain't nothing like the courts.
So when did you first know you was a pimp like that? Like, was you young? When was the first time you ever checked a bitch? Like,
bro,
actually just said something in a...
Bro, that's not what make a pimp. What make a pimp is when he decide to get paid from whatever he doing with whatever bitch. So I didn't check hella bitches before I was pimping. Because they used to say I was chicken. Man, you cold. John Dixon, you cold. No, bitch. Boo-boo-boo. Go buy me this, bitch. And then the bitch go buy it. Let's say a hamburger or whatever. Bitch go buy it and bring it for me to eat. And then I don't even eat it. I then get up and eat it. You know, what I'm saying is, what makes a nigga a pimp is when he decides that he gonna be paid from whatever he tell a bitch from now on. It don't mean he know a hoe. It don't mean he got a bitch that he know he can make hoe. It just means that he ain't gonna, you know, handle a bitch fucking with him. You know, talking about blah, 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 because he want to fuck her. So, here the bitch come, and you've been fucking her for whatever reason, and now you ain't. So the bitch is doing whatever she do. Then the bitch say, oh, you want to go over here? You know going over here is going to end up in you fucking her. So you say, nah, bitch, I ain't got time for that kind of goddamn shit no more. You know, I'm about some paper. You know what I'm saying? A motherfucker like you ought to be
fucking. Right.
Hey, so what I'm saying is,
I'm glad you're talking to me, school. I want to.
Shut your motherfucking mouth, man. I don't need no game from you. I'm trying to talk to you, and you running your mouth, man. What's up with that?
I was gonna get off the phone because he's giving too much game away, boss.
I ain't getting shit away because that damn motherfucker gonna do what the fuck I'm talking about unless they was about it. Do you think some motherfucker can hear what I say and because it sounds right, they gonna go out and do it and be successful at it? Man, you a damn fool. That's why I keep telling you to shut up. You don't know what the fuck you talking about. I could tell the motherfucker, look, nigga, take your left foot and put it in front of your right foot. And then put some pressure on your right foot, and then bring your left foot forward in front of your right foot and put it down, and then repeat that over and over and over. Yes, he's learning how to walk, but do you think the motherfucker know how to walk? No. There's no power walk. But he ain't walked until he know how to walk, and he walk up and down the street, turn the corner, little loop, came back, little loop. He been doing some walking. Now he can say he know how to walk.
But you ain't pimping me. You think you're pimping me? You ain't pimping me? What the hell? I'm a pimp my damn self. I'm cool. I'm good. I don't love a bitch. I don't never fall in love with a hoe.
Hey, bro, please. Are you trying to actually insult me?
No, hell no. Hell no. I would never do that.
Said,
I would never do that.
Said,
I would never do that.
Listen, man, what you said was very insulting.
Nah, hell no. I would not insult you, bro. What the hell? I'm a follower.
Let me ask you a question then, bro. Why didn't you say, how did I insult you? You don't give a fuck how you insulted me. You just want to say you didn't. But I already said you did.
How did I insult you? My bad. Can I apologize, bud? Shit.
No, fuck apologize because you don't even know what was insulting.
Because I said I didn't give a fuck about a bitch?
No. Because you said you was a pimp, motherfucker. You said you was a pimp, motherfucker. No, you not. You couldn't send a bitch across the street to get some potato chips, let alone send her somewhere to get some potato chips. You a liar, and you faking, and you motherfuckers, that's all y'all do. Just because you say you a pimp, make you a pimp, motherfucker, you don't even know what pimps do. Because like I said, where can you send a bitch to get you some money, Mr. Pimp?
I mean, I can send a bitch across the street for some bubble gum. She going to bring me back some Winter Fresh. That's 25 cents. I'm going to put it in my mouth and chew it and spit it in the bitch's face. I mean, what?
So I would imagine you think you matching wits with me when you say some shit like that, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Let me tell you something. This is why I love this shit. You talking about you can send her for some lemon drops, but she'll come with some bubble gum. Then I'm talking about sending a bitch to get you some chips. Not potato chips. Chips. Money. You're silly. You're in grade school. So of course I'm talking about some potatoes.
All right, I'm
talking about some goddamn Doritos. I ain't talking about what I'm talking about. Come on, motherfucker.
Go ahead. No,
I ain't
go
going
ahead.
Ahead. Go ahead. Because you the one supposed to be saying something now. I just said you full of
if
shit.
I go
on... I just said you're full of shit. You ain't gonna even try to talk about what I'm talking about. You're gonna just imagine it to be some other bullshit like you did. So you can feel like you kicking it with me. You ain't matching wits with me because you ain't talking about what I'm talking about.
If I get that hoe a dollar, she better go in that store and give me some Kit Kats out that bitch.
I didn't even
and she better
say
bring you back 30 cents.
Bro, I didn't say shit about giving that bitch something. I said, sending her to get it.
Yeah, I'm going to send that bitch in there to get it with a dollar. That's what I'm saying.
Listen at you, man. Hey, you guys, hear the funk in this nigga. He don't know sending her to get it means sending her with nothing, and the bitch better come out with it. If it costs 99 cents, you don't send her in there with a dollar. So she can get it and come out. That's what you talking about. Punk shit. I ain't getting the bitch shit. In the bitch
Oh my God. That's just, man, that's where I fucked up at school. That's where I fucked up at. Okay, you got me. You checked me. You got me.
Man, who the fuck do you think you talk to, man? Do you think I'm trying to check you? Man.
No, I'm learning. This is a learning
experience.
No,
you're not learning. No, you're not learning shit. You're hearing shit. You may be admitting that you've learned as far as right and wrong, what's right, what's wrong. But you ain't learning shit because you ain't finna do none of it. All you finna do is be on the phone talking the shit you talk, and then when you get off the phone with me, you can go back to being the sucker you are, and you know it.
Nah, hell no. I'm never a sucker, bro. Never a sucker.
Oh, right.
I'm a
you're never a sucker. Never.
Never. Never. Nope. Never.
Okay, so how many bitches come pick you up and take you out?
If she, what'd you say? Repeat that.
You heard me, motherfucker. I ain't repeating shit.
If she come, if she come pick me up and take me out.
Hey, hey! I thought you didn't hear me, punk ass nigga.
Oh my God! What? If she come pick me up and take me out, then
I'm just saying,
I'm going
man, why would I have to repeat it?
Okay,
all right,
my bad.
No, it ain't so bad. It's just showing you how much punk you got in you.
Nah, ain't no punk in me. Ain't no punk
in
me. There's never no punk in me.
Why in the fuck didn't you just answer the goddamn question?
Okay, if she takes me out, then she got to drive where I tell her. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't ask you about if she take you out. I said, how many bitches come to pick you up to take you out?
Damn, you gotta say it again. My bad, man. You gonna cuss me out, but you gotta repeat it. You said, if she take me out, then where we going? Is that what you said?
Did you hear me use the word going or the word where?
No.
So why would you think that's in the scenario?
If a bitch is picking me up, then I'm going to dick
her. I didn't say anything about if a bitch is taking you out. I asked you how many motherfucking bras come to pick you up to take you out.
Oh,
listen and be quiet.
None.
Well, then that's the truth. None. So how can the reason I asked that is how can you believe any of the bullshit you're saying about what you know?
No, because I got fucking selection right now. Like, I'm on my shit. I'm on my purpose. And all y'all motherfuckers in the chat room laughing and shit, like, y'all need to understand. I'm talking about all these young boys just laughing and putting all these emojis up. Y'all need to understand, when you on your purpose, you on your pimp shit. Okay?
Bro, listen to me. Don't bring none of that other guru bullshit to me. There is no such thing as on your purpose. So take your punk ass and take that on your purpose to that on your purpose bullshit when it's spoken. I don't go for that shit. You a bitch, motherfucker. And if I was near you, I would slap you.
Man, come on.
Man,
okay, so...
ass, I'm talking to you, and I can hear who the fuck you are, and you talking that on your purpose. You a bitch nigga, and, you know, fuck you. That's where I'm coming from, motherfucking bitch-ass nigga. 208, what's up with you? Hey, it's 513, don't go nowhere. I'm coming back to your bitch-ass. 208, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man? Can you hear me?
Bro, come on. What's happening? Yeah, I got you.
Hey, check it out. Basically, hey, the only reason I called in is this obviously isn't fucking shit to you. This is shit you already know, man. It's basically shit you already saying, just in a couple of different words or whatever. I just want to say this last cat who's calling in, you know what I mean? And anybody else who's really like this cat, you know what I mean? That just try to look inside yourself, you know what I'm saying? A real motherfucker, regardless of who they are on any level, never has to fucking prove themselves, so you don't ever have to fucking say who the fuck you are, regardless, ever, because it just shows how fucking insecure you are. Now, most motherfuckers are real unintelligent, and that's the nature of the world, but you're going to occasionally come across some intelligent motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? And those motherfuckers, if they really know anything or have experienced anything or been through anything real in life, you know what I'm saying, they're going to see you for what the fuck you are, because intrinsically, right, people are real fucking similar inside, you know what I'm saying? We all got different emotions, different whatever, but it's the same shit, just a different degree. So the more you know yourself, the more you know any other motherfucker on this planet. So the more you're familiar with yourself, you can see that shit inside someone else, you know what I'm saying? And you don't
ever... Check this out. Listen to this.
What up, man?
You know about astrology. As far as born, I'm a Scorpio. But I don't believe shit.
So am I.
Hold on, bro. Can you let me finish? I don't believe that shit. I believe I am the Zodiac. Why I believe that is because I know there is 303 human traits. All of us have them. If they say a Scorpio Scorpio is like this, and they choose seven of those traits, and this person grows up believing he's a Scorpio, he's going to go to those traits as far as where he's coming from. Not by choice, just because that's what he keeps being inundated with. Same for any other sign. But at the same time, if you say you ain't none of this, you will see how there is not one astrological thing to Aries, whatever, Tauruses, whatever, that ain't you. They're all you because they're human traits. That's just the bottom line. That's why that tarot shit, astrology shit, it is what it is. I'm not saying it's not, don't have any value. I'm saying it ain't like what people think. I'm a Scorpio, so I'm like this. No, motherfucker. You a Scorpio, and you identify with whatever the fuck, but you can't tell me you don't act like a Libra or a Gemini. You can't tell me, motherfucking Scorpio, you ain't got two personalities. You can't tell me none of the shit that the motherfucking Pisces or the Aquarius think is different from you. You just know you believe what you believe about whatever your sign is. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Do you agree with it or have points you want to talk about?
No, nah, man, I do agree with it because of the fact that, like, hey, basically I'm a Scorpio too, right? You know what I mean? And, you know what I mean? Look, that's exactly what the same shit that I was just saying about the fact that we all experience the same shit, you know, deep down inside just to varying degrees, you know, based on our sets of circumstances and who the fuck we are as people and genes and, you know, all that fucking shit. But, you know what I mean? I know that from the individuals that that helped me.
Hey, man, you talk too much, man. Let me tell you something. You know what I know, or at least I think? I think you believe in yourself, man. I just think you believe in yourself, you know, by the way you talking about all this shit you want to break down. So, you know, if I can help you, I will, and I think it's just listening for you. You one of the cats that I am. When I say this, I'm talking about a motherfucker like you. Everybody don't need my shit. I'm only talking about the motherfuckers that need it. Some people are sharp as fuck and only need to be ignited. You know, and it seems to me some shit I've been saying ignited what's in you. And that's what's up. I ain't tripping. I think you cool for saying all the shit you was saying, bro. Because it's real.
I appreciate
you,
man.
Right on, man. 707, what's up with you?
What's up, Rosebud? This is Tony. How you doing, Rosebud?
Tony, hey, Tony, that's the ball player?
Yes, sir. How you doing,
what's
Rosebud?
What's happening, man?
Man, I just had a comment and a question. So my comment is, the past couple of days, you've been talking about, like, a lot of pimp shit, but really, you could really just substitute it in certain cases for whatever you're doing, and it's just hella game. So that's just my comment.
Okay, stop right there. Stop right there. Stop. Listen, you may or may not have heard this, but I'm saying I'm a pimp nigga, man, so I can just talk a pimp shit, you know, and ain't really talking it because no matter what video it is, when you hear the word pimp, if you just put the word man in it, substitute the word man, and when you hear the word home, just substitute the word woman. Some of it, you can't just do it like that. Otherwise, you know, when you go, the hoe go sell pussy, well, your woman ain't going to go sell pussy. But I'm saying, if you just do that, you'll see it's for anybody, man. It's not for pimps. It's for men. You know, I just get to talking pimp shit, and I use those words. But in reality, I'm talking to men, just like you say. Now, what's your question?
My question is, I heard you on another video saying something about, it was like a 10-tool deal on the conversation tools. I wanted to know if there was any other deals on the confidence course, and if not, how long are, like, the videos on the conversation tools, roughly?
The The videos on the conversation tools, I would say, are 25 to 40 minutes long. I mean, with you, bro, without talking on this shit we own, I'm saying, get at me, man, on my email. I got deals for students, serious business deals. So, you know, you come up with a confidence course and shit, get the fuck at me. So whatever you can stand, I'm going to make it, you know, where I'm going to be happy.
All right, Roosevelt, I'll get at you, man. I appreciate it.
You know it, brother. Okay, you guys, let me tell you this. And this is very true. Oh, wait, I want to get back at, who is that, 513? 513, you stay there. You ain't no punk. What's up with you, man? You heard me talking with Bandit.
Yeah, I heard you, sir.
This
is my last question, man. I just want to ask if you ever been to a Players Ball.
Hey, bro, listen to me.
Like,
do you know what a Players Ball is?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. All the pimps come out dressing up and they shit. You know what I'm saying?
Listen to me. Back in the day, early, 78, 79, pimps would have a party. Let's say you're going to have a party at Sweet Jimmy's. So in this party, you got the reputation that you know motherfuckers from all over the country. So you tell them, man, I'm having a birthday party, man. You know, so niggas would come. Now, they ain't coming looking normal. They going to come the way they come, meat or whatever. Now, one nigga, nobody know it, he don't even know it, was being watched by the feds. So the feds see, they watching me, and I'm going to this joint, and I'm all dressed like I dressed, you know, woo-woo. But all they see is motherfuckers in minks come pulling up in roses, got jewels on and shit. So when they report, they don't report, I'm watching Rosebud and it looks like he's blah, blah, blah. They report, I'm watching Rosebud and it looks like he's at some sort of ball. And you know, all of these guys look like players. They're all dressed, you know, extravagantly. You know, they're saying shit like that. And
right,
as far as that go, the fucking feds.
That's wild. That's a wild thing.
Listen, the feds turned all of that shit a player's ball. Now, what I'm saying is there was player balls back then. Is what I'm saying. A player's ball, that's a pimp nigga, blah, 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 wherever, giving the player's ball, and all the pimps motherfuckers come, and there's one fucking player of the year. One. There is not the one that tried the best, or the motherfucker been down the longest, or OG this, or whatever. None of that bullshit is there. It's one motherfucker that's chose, no matter where he's from. Now, shit like that don't happen anymore. It's all about pay. You never had to pay to come to a player's ball. It was a pimp party, and the pimp sponsoring it let you in free. You might got to buy drinks or whatever, but it's like a pimp motherfucker that's paying for a cruise, a yacht cruise. You ain't got to pay for that. He paid for the cruise. So you could come to it and enjoy whatever luxuries is there. That's the pimping. So what I'm saying is you give a pimp ball so regular motherfuckers can come see this pimp shit is real. And then in the end, one motherfucker is the pimp of the year. But since it's been monetized and everybody is so in the money, you got to pay to come to it. It's about 15 motherfuckers that get trophies, you know, all the way from the newest, best 6 months pimping motherfuckers. You know, that kind of bullshit. So to answer,
right.
Fuck no, I don't go to that shit.
They still do it?
Bro, do you motherfucker? God, I just hate talking to you, guys.
Okay,
man.
No, my bad. Like, I'm going to get off the phone.
I already told you what they do.
All right.
So how the fuck you going to answer me, do they still do it?
Nah, that's what I'm thinking. Do they still do it? Shit.
Motherfucker already told you they charge for it now.
Right.
So they're obviously doing it if they charge it. Right or wrong?
Right.
So if they charging for it, meaning you got to pay $20 to come in, do you think you got to ask if they still doing it?
Shit, I'm going to get in for free. I ain't paying a shit.
I didn't ask you that, man. See, that's what I'm talking about. This is why you a punk, man. You don't even try to answer the questions posed to you. You just want to dodge it and sound cool. You ain't getting in free.
No.
You ain't getting in free. You gonna get it up to the door and say whatever shit you have to say. The niggas gonna tell you, nigga, get your ass into the bag unless you got some money. Because we niggas out the street. How we gonna listen to
Hell
some
yeah.
shit? How are we gonna listen to some shit, you goddamn fool?
We gotta make moves. We gotta make
you gonna make such a move that you fool a nigga like us.
Hey, these young boys don't know about Too Short. The rapper Too Short put out an album called Get In Where You Fit In, baby.
Bro,
and every track on that album.
Bro, you know what? I'm gonna X you out because you straight punk. And you got punk in you. You squirt out motherfucking Kool-Aid. You ain't got no motherfucking manhood in you. And motherfuckers be saying that I be foul because I be talking like this to dudes. But I didn't just say this to you. I'm listening to your punk motherfucking ass say this bitch shit. And you keep talking about how I ain't bitch shit. Man, that's not only bitch shit, that's whole shit you talking. And you X'd out, bro. I don't need this shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to be talking raw like that unless it's necessary. And it was necessary. Punk-ass motherfucker talking to me with that bitch shit. Man, I'm fucking gone. I don't care nothing about what y'all think about me, you know, talking like that to that motherfucking dude. Because I told you, I get people fucking with me doing those, but you be just disrespecting people with blah. Man, I ain't disrespecting a motherfucker to say some bitch shit like that. I'm telling a nigga that's bitch shit. Okay. It might have been a little disrespectful to say he was a punk. Bro, 513, I apologize for that. Because I don't really want to be disrespectful. And that could have actually been interpreted as being disrespectful. Actually, it was disrespectful. So, bro, give me action. Call me on the next video. Tell me you accept this shit, and we'll be cool. I'm gone.